The coronavirus outbreak has roiled the stock market and raised the specter of economic damage and even the prospect of a recession. President Donald Trump and lawmakers are considering actions to deal with the issue, but the issue is sparking controversy as lawmakers rush to act. Trump, again, painted a rosy picture of the administration's response and the future of the virus outbreaks.
We're prepared and we're doing a great job with it, and it will go away. Just stay calm. It will go away. We want to protect our shipping industry, our cruise industry, cruise ships. We want to protect our airline industry, very important. But everybody has to be vigilant and has to be careful. But be calm. It's really working out, and a lot of good things are going to happen.
While Trump is saying it will go away, public health officials are urging quick action to deal with the problem. It's an especially big issue for Trump, who is worrying about the economic impacts, and especially the effects on the stock market as he heads into the election season. Trump has proposed a payroll tax cut as part of his economic response, though that has met opposition from Democrats and some Republicans who are skeptical of that approach. For Republicans, talk about an economic stimulus package runs against the party's long-term opposition to debt-funded stimulus and government-funded interventions. Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says the issue is being negotiated with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
I think the Secretary of the Treasury is going to have ball control for the administration, and I expect that will speak for us as well. And we're hoping that he and the Speaker can pull this together so that we end up not playing partisan games at a time which seems to me to cry out for bipartisan, bicameral agreement. That's what I'm hoping to see and hoping to see pretty soon.
Democrats, like many Republicans, are skeptical of Trump's approach. Chuck Schumer is the Senate Democratic leader.
We are very worried about the president's incompetence and lack of focus on fighting the spread of coronavirus. We believe that his lack of focus is hamstringing efforts to address this public crisis and inflicting pain on the stock market. One word could describe thus far the administration's response: incompetence.
Schumer is offering a different proposal from Democrats.
So Speaker Pelosi and I have released proposals that Congress must take to immediately deal with the economic uncertainty that Americans are facing right now. First, we need widespread and free coronavirus testing. The bottlenecks that don't allow the approval of tests, that don't allow states and private labs to do the tests and do them quickly, must end. Testing is key.
Schumer and Democratic lawmakers are also calling for paid family leave to help people who miss work because they're sick or in quarantine.
If you're not working because you were laid off or because your kid's school is closed and someone has to stay home and watch them, you should get unemployment insurance. That'll get money into the economy where it belongs, the people who are affected, not dropping money out of an airplane and hoping a few dollars land on the people who are affected.
Schumer is skeptical of Trump's proposal for a payroll tax cut.
You know what doesn't help stop the spread of the coronavirus? More corporate tax cuts. Here's what we're worried about: that the president will pay attention to the special interests instead of the people.
Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon is also critical of Trump's payroll tax cut proposal.
The bottom line is President Trump is not going to be able to wiggle out of a public health crisis by doling out another big batch of tax cuts to his investor buddies. We are not going to allow a rerun of the 2017 tax bill, which was disproportionately stacked to those big investors.
Lawmakers are scheduled to take a week-long break at the end of this week, leaving a narrow window for action or the prospect of delaying action until lawmakers return to Washington. Meanwhile, controversy over the federal response to the coronavirus outbreaks continue on various fronts. When immigration court judges posted CDC fact sheets on coronavirus symptoms and spread, they were ordered to remove the posters, an order that was later retracted by the Department of Justice. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.